Lord, thank you for my sister right now. Thank you for her heart. As soon as I turned to you, I heard the phrase, persevering faith. You have it and you are becoming it. Persevering faith. You have been through fire and you're learning how to stand in fire. And you're going to see that your story looks uniquely similar to like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where you come out of the fire and the only thing missing is the chains or the bonds that hold you back. When they came out, they didn't even smell like smoke, it says. And you're going to see that God grows you through persevering faith, and you're going to come out into a life where you have a testimony that gives others courage. Yeah, because it's part of what our testimony does, is gives others courage. So I just bless you in Jesus' name. Yeah, I just thank you, God. My friend here with the wristbands and tattoos that would make my son jealous. My son's wanted to be married since he was 8 and wanted tattoos since he's 10. So I'm like fighting the good fight. Anyhow, I just bless you. This is a season of refining. Just really know that God is trying to get your attention because you've got a full life. And, you know, it's almost like imagine a chariot with 3 or 4 different teams of horses all attached but facing different directions. There's a little bit of that in your world where there's all this strength, but it's being pulled in a number of directions so it's not moving in the way that God would love to help it move. So it's a season where I feel like, first of all, God wants to prune off 1 or 2 things and then align the rest with a greater focus. So that, because what seems to be being inefficiently used, that where there's some loss, is your gifts. It's like they're going in so many directions that moving into your strong power alleys, the best of you is moving slowly. And I just see God's desire to narrow the focus, prune off 1 or 2 things so that it's all pointing the horses in the same direction. And so I ask the Lord, just Lord, help me grow in focus, clarify my goals. And you're going to see that in that conversation, 6 months to a year season, there's going to be a pruning that really brings some acceleration to you if you'll do that work. So I just bless you. I prayed for you already, right? Yeah. I thought I remembered that from the beginning. Patriots, I forgive you. No, just kidding. I'm a Chiefs fan. Just I know. Yeah. Test everything. Hold fast to that which is good. Right? Anyhow, Lord, I just bless my sister. I thank you for your heart. Thank you, God, for this woman of faith. Thank you for the season that she's in. Even as I just closed my eyes and started to pray, I just started seeing grapevines and the grapes, the bunches of grapes. And I just felt like the Lord was saying, a blessing is going to come in bunches. You know, what? You see, the difference between grapes and a watermelon is one big thing. Grapes are a collection of little things, but it's still a lot of fruit. And that's the way you're going to see God's blessing in this season. It's not a focus on this one big thing, but all he's going to begin to show himself in your life in a bunch of little ways, where you recognize, man, only God could put all this together like this. And it's just going to strengthen you. Because, again, part of what God's goal is with us is to leave us stronger so that we can make it to the end of the race. And this is a season where that's his focus, is to strengthen you for future seasons, so that when you reach those other seasons, you don't reach there already tired. Yeah, and that's important. So, yeah, the young lady behind you and to the side, yeah, how are you? Good. Lord, I just thank you for my sister. I thank you for her heart. Lord, I thank you for a thinker. Even as I just started to pray for you, I saw the thinker, you know, that picture, and I just felt like you were a thinker, and that the Lord just kind of wants to engage you in conversation differently. That this is a season to grow in asking the Lord questions. And that he's going to kind of add to your wisdom. And this is a season where write things down. I feel like you're already a writer, not just because you put glasses on, but you know that you put those notes down. I keep seeing pictures of like outlines, like you think in outlines, systematically organized. You're an organizer, and it's going to really excel internally in this season and internally in this season, but you're going to bring that same gift into the marketplace and the body of Christ in ways that really cause you to rise up in success, in what the world calls success. You're going to see that efficiency, that organized thinking opens the way for you in some of your career aspirations in that season of your life, in ways that your resume will be blessed by that gift. We'll just say that. So I just bless you in Jesus' name. For my brother in red, I just thank you, God, for his heart. Thank you for a father in the Lord. Thank you for a watchman. You're a guy who wears a number of hats. You wear the spiritual father hat. You wear the I'll do anything that needs done hat. You wear the watchman hat. And you've got the wolf stick where you try and keep the wolves away. You know, and the Lord just loves the fact that you're just available. You have said to him, Lord, I'm here. What do you need? And that's one of the greatest gifts you can give a congregation. One of the best days of my life was when one of my leaders came to me and said, Dan, God showed me what my calling is. And I was like, really, what's that? And he said, my calling is to do whatever you need done. That was a rocking gift for a pastor to hear. And you have a very similar heart and gift over your life, that willing spirit. King David, when he had his fall with Bathsheba, and he's recovering his walk, he says, God, grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. And you have that willing spirit. So I just bless you and I thank you, God. And for my brother here, as soon as I turned to you, I started seeing timepieces like watches and clocks. And I started seeing the gears inside of them. And I think there's a number of different possible applications of it, but very clearly I feel like the Lord's wanting to say, I have perfect timing, you know, and there are desires that in your heart that you're still reaching for, and I feel like he's saying, I have perfect timing. And I feel at the same time he's saying, I will get them done in time. In other words, you're also worried that some things you might not get to in your time. But he's saying, I'm going to get you there in time. And you're going to see some things that have been kind of long awaited begin to open up for you. I don't really know what it's relevant to. I just see this whole engagement of time. But the thing that's, even as I'm talking to you, standing out is in one of these timepieces, it's the interconnection of the different parts that keeps the time. And I feel like the important reminder for you is what you desire and what God desires to do with you depends on you staying properly engaged with others. You can't just be one gear and be a watch or a clock. You have to have the gears intersecting with each other, and these are the gears. Yeah. And so keep in the right engagement, and you'll see the fruit. The Holy Spirit just reminded me my coffee was getting cold. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Just, I think I've covered that corner except for the lady in the back. So, Lord, I just bless the lady in the chair. Well, as soon as I said that, I just saw a part of your personality that the Lord really takes pleasure in, and it's the fact that you are a strong person, but you don't have to be the center of attention. And the Lord loves that about you, that you can lead, but you aren't insecure when you don't lead. And because of that, God can entrust you with things. And I just really encourage you, keep talking to the Lord about the theme of stewardship, because he wants to entrust you with things, both resources and leadership and roles, but it's all in the context of remembering who you're doing it for. And the Lord's just going to keep that center stage in your heart, and the very best of your strength, and there's a lot of it, is really going to be a gift in many parts where others may get, we would call it the credit, but you get the knowledge that you were one of the empowering vessels that made it possible. So bless you in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for my sister. I know I kind of spoke as a family to you, but I'm going to highlight you for a minute. You're going to see that in this season, the goodness of God catches up, because it seems like you have sown and sown and sown and sown, and you have felt like you have outrun your blessing. Like, well, you know, we've been sowing all the way up here, but there's only been harvest way back there. You're going to start seeing God catch up, and you're going to go, wow, okay. Those things weren't wasted. Those years, those gifts, those things weren't wasted. And because he internalizes more than you do. He carries it all inside, and you carry it more on an emotional level. And that one wears us down more. And you've been worn down some. And this is a season where God's going to renew. It's worth it. Going to see, and some of it is going to be your delight in the victories of others. You're going to see that your investment in others wasn't wasted, because even that has been called into question. Did we waste that time, that money, those words? Was that wasted? And you're going to see a harvest, and you're going to go, oh. All right. So I just bless. And that actually means even categories that I didn't go near, because literally I saw, actually I think that was for me. I saw some of what you're carrying, but you don't need me to say it. Just attach those themes to every area, and God will give you a great blessing. So I thank you for my sister, Lord. I thank you for her heart, for who she is, for the love that's in her spirit. Lord, I thank you. I'm just seeing baskets of bread. And in Sri Lanka, loaves of bread are like this big. And they carry them in baskets. And they're just a little bigger than a hockey puck. And they're flatter and firmer. And I just see with a basket of these, and one is enough to feed a person. And I just see you as this distributor of bread. It's not these giant loaves. It's just a whole lot of little loaves. And you bring such goodness, such food, the bread of the Word, the bread of the Spirit of God, to people. And I feel like the Lord is just really trying to emphasize, you don't need big loaves. Just all the little loaves that you give away are keeping the body fed. And the Lord just saying, thank you. Yeah, it matters. You're seen. You really are seen and valued. So I just bless you. Yeah. Hi. Did I pray for you yet? The tank's running a little low, so I just bless my sister right now, Lord. I thank you, Father, for grace. It's a season of grace. It's a season of grace where God's going to show you what grace looks like. And you're going to go, wow, I really don't deserve grace, but I'm glad for it. That's going to be your testimony. I don't deserve it, but I'm glad for it. You're going to just see that he's involved in some things where he didn't even ask. He just knew that his presence was needed. And you're going to see, wow, he really is with me. So I just keep it simple, but I bless you. In Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for this steady ones, faithful ones. Thank you for hearts that are not hearts of stone, but they're hearts of flesh. You know, the Lord told Ezekiel, I'll give you a heart of flesh instead of a heart of stone. Well, you guys have the heart of flesh. And the Lord loves that. Because you have hearts that he can shape. You're willing to change. You're willing to form new opinions when the circumstance calls for it. Because you've seen a lot. And the Lord just delights in that about you. And because of that gift, that flexibility, even the passage of scripture about the new wine goes into new wineskins, you've allowed yourselves to be new wineskins on multiple occasions. Okay, let's go with the flow. Let's move with the change. Well, because of that, you're going to be included in things that the Lord is doing in this next season that many of your generation will miss out because they didn't keep their heart flesh. They didn't keep their wineskin flexible. And they're going to miss. But you will not miss. You're going to be invited to the party. And so I just bless you guys in Jesus' name. Yeah. Lord, was that the clock again? Ding, 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 ding. Actually, we wore out the guitar player is the problem. So, Father, I thank you for my brother. Thank you for his spirit. Lord, thank you for his grace. This is a season, man, I just see books opening in front of you and God just inviting you, search me out. It's like, I just see kind of like the word Berean. It says the Bereans were more noble because they didn't just hear what Paul said, they searched the word and they proved it. And I feel like God, you are a man who, when you truly believe something, you're a man of great conviction and strength. And I feel like God wants to refine that by taking you into the word on a level that you've never been before, so that your strength is truly rooted in biblical truth. And that as a result, you will have authority in your opinions at a much greater level because you influence people. In your sphere, you influence people. And God really wants to use that from a biblical foundation more and more and more. Because there's people in your sphere who need him badly. And so he's making you a messenger to them, if you will receive the invitation to go deep in his word. So I just bless you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Lord, I just thank you for my brother right now. Lord, I just bless him right now. Lord, I ask for your goodness in his life. And you have this heart. You know, even as I'm looking at you, I just see the theme love over your life. And it's as if there's this cry in you, both to be loved and to learn to love. God, Teach me how to love the way you love. Not with human love, but with your love. And I just feel like this is God's season for you, just to really mature you in your whole identity around the theme of love. That it's just an enriching and a growing and a solidifying, so that what comes out of you comes from the Holy Spirit in such a way that there's power behind it. Because you're another guy that just really, you touch the lives of people who don't know what love is. You touch their lives, you're near them, and you feel it sometimes, but you don't know how to let the substance of God out to the degree that God wants to bring out of you. And this language, this call to love, this prayer, this cry, God, release the love from me, is connected to that. And the more you pray, the more God's going to align you. And as soon as I said that, I just saw, and this is not related to, you know, your work clothes or anything like that, but I saw a paver, a road paver. And I was like, why am I seeing that? And I felt like the Lord said, you are going to build roads. You're going to build roads for people to come to God. You are going to be a guy that is used to level the ground. You know, the scripture talks about, you know, move the stones and create level ground for your feet so that you don't twist your ankles and you have clear paths to run on. You're going to do that. You're going to create paved ways so that people can come to God. And I feel like even in your setting, that there's this little core even of people that are closer than you think to the Lord. So it's a core of like 3 to 5, seems like they're primarily guys, but 3 to 5 people that are kind of close to each other in friendship or work or whatever, but they're closer to getting on that pathway than you've understood. And so it's a season where as you're learning to love, you're going to learn to pray, and the two are going to come together and just bring opportunity for people to know the Lord. So I just bless you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Hi. Lord, I just bless my brother. I thank you for him. Are you two together? Is that the connection? Cool. That's an awesome army right there. Very cool. I love it. Yeah. So, Father, I bless this man of God. I thank you for his family. Thank you for his home. Thank you for the Spirit of God in him. I'm just asking, Holy Spirit, for a Holy Spirit revolution. Yeah. I feel like this is a season, even as I started talking about Holy Spirit, there's a season for you to grow in your listening to the Holy Spirit. And as you grow there in listening, it's going to change how you listen to your children. And I don't mean that there's a deficiency. I just mean you're going to hear them differently, because you're going to hear the Holy Spirit in what they say. And the older that they get, the more that's going to become a part of the journey where you love to talk to them. Your gift is going to be a conversational relationship with these guys that's just going to be so, such a great example. You know, you're not going to be a dictatorial father, a distant father. You're going to be a communicator. That's your gift, is to talk and engage, and you're going to find that they love to walk with you and just talk to dad. Because dad is, and I'm sure you're a great mom, but you're going to struggle with the fact that there's a polarization. I'm trying to not use language that influences the young ones to do it because I said it. Yeah, but you're going to see a unique emphasis on dad is awesome in the house. And that's going to just be a real model for some others. And because, as I said to a couple of others, God is raising up examples in his church to fight for the family. And you're going to be one of those. So I just bless you guys. I wouldn't be surprised if in the days ahead you guys are like teaching seminars or writing a book about family and parenting and helping young couples, certainly at the very least, you know, in the seasons ahead, a little further down, you'll be involved in counseling couples. And so just start learning slowly, thinking and you know, preparing your hearts, because you're going to strengthen others in a way that's wonderful. So I just bless you guys. So I bless my sister right there, Lord. I thank you for who you're making her. The leopard lion, I'm not sure which creature that is, but the it just is a picture to me of that energy that you have, like a lion would have, or a leopard or a cheetah would have. You have that, you know, you present yourself as someone of great courage, but you're not just the outside. Some people who have a bold outside actually don't have a bold inside. But you do. And the Lord loves that about you. And yet you carry that in a way that has kept your heart soft. Some people who have the strength, they carry this outward strength, but it creates a hardness of heart. And they become insensitive to others. And you've not let that happen. And you're very tender. It's obvious it's happening even now, that you are this tender person, and the Lord is jealous for that. He wants to grow you in tenderness. He wants to grow you in your ability to understand the pain that others carry, because you're going to find that this gift of counsel and listening excels in you. And you almost have like the anointing that a social worker would carry, a person who works with people. And you're going to see that, man, there's such joy in my heart when I see someone else find safe ground, find peace in their heart. And that part of you is going to really awaken in this coming season. And it's going to answer some questions, because you still have some questions. Who am I? What am I doing? Where am I going? What is this really all about? And the people side of you is really one of your best qualities. And God's going to really activate it in this season. So, and don't be afraid of more training. Yeah. It'll be worth it. It'll be worth it to go higher in your training. It'll be worth it. And you can do it. Even if past experience has tried to tell you, I'm just not good at that part. Because that's not the Lord's opinion of you. Okay, so I bless you. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Father, I just thank you for my sister right now. Wow. The Lord's jealous for you. And even as I'm looking at you, I'm just seeing a treasure chest. And you're the treasure chest. And when you look at you, you see a box, not a treasure chest. But the Lord says, you're a treasure chest. You're full of my treasure. And when he looks at you, he sees who he is making. And it's like a fine wine. Yeah. And this is a season where he's really wants to fight for your opinion of yourself. And that as he does that, it's going to just help you engage with people in church life, in community life, career, whatever. Seriously, I even just see you. I just saw a picture of you in like a supermarket, a grocery store, and you were connecting to people with joy, with confidence. And it was like people who knew you previous seasons of your life were like, wow, she taking vitamins? You know, I mean, what's going on? I mean, they're just going to recognize this shift that has occurred. And they're going to, some of them will comment, and that will be your opportunity. Because part of what God's giving you is a testimony. Because it seems like part of you has desired to be more fruitful in the lives of others. Like to either win souls or to just really have this sense of ministry impact in other people where you feel like you haven't been very effective, and God's identifying a pathway to that fruit that you've desired, which is the interchange in confidence and identity is going to draw the opportunities, and then you're going to share your story, and that will bring the fruit. So I just bless you in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for my brother. Lord, thank you for his heart. Are you guys family? Awesome. Got jewelry? Love it. Yeah. I think that'll be, instead of got milk, it'll be got jewelry. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Because as soon as I turned to you, I saw you outside when I saw the things I was seeing. As soon as I turned to you, I saw the home. And I just felt like this is also a season where some of those people you meet out there, God's going to begin to stir you to bring them into your home. And just through hospitality, through fellowship, going to begin to open prison doors. And you're going to see that you have a real gift to touch that one thing in somebody's heart that just goes, and suddenly they're willing to talk. Just ask the Lord for that word in season. Simple prayer. God, give me the word in season that opens people up. And I just feel like that is just, as you engage, because this whole congregation, this whole region is going to focus a lot on family and community and relationship. And you're going to find that though you relate internally, part of your strength will be as ones who bring others from outside into the family, into the community, and part of it will be through your home. So I just bless you guys. Yeah. Need an oxygen mask, like one of those, you know, football players who's just run 100 yards. I ran out of gas before I got to pray for all the kids, but that, the Lord knows. Are you mom? Yeah. Lord, I just thank you for this princess right here. Lord, thank you for her heart. Lord, thank you for the grace. Oh, no, 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 no. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. She's going to be known for her focus. She's going to be very focused. That will be one of your blessings and your challenges as you at times have to learn how to break into the focus to redirect it without harm so that it's gentle and wise. And you'll know, you're a sharp mom, but that's going to be a challenge with her. But it's in her later years, especially, you know, teens and up, it's going to be a great strength. I get this sense that she's going to have the kinds of gifts, again, we'll talk gifts, not function, the kinds of gifts that a teacher would have, very analytical, systematic thinking, ability to communicate, probably going to be a very strong communicator. And she will see things well before her age. In other words, she'll be in tune in the same way that kind of Jesus was ahead of his age in what he was aware of where he was. She will be ahead of her age routinely. And so even as you're learning more in parenting and reading the book about my children of certain ages and how do I realize that you want to read the next chapter because she will be living in the next chapter frequently. And that'll be a bit of a balancing act for you because at some point it's going to start probably to influence her desires and you'll have to recognize she's wanting things that are actually for another season. It's not bad, just premature. And you will have to learn how to grow her in patience waiting, you know, as so she doesn't lose the desire, she can just surrender the timing. So just bless you. Did I pray for you at all? Okay. I'm trying to put last night and tonight together. So Lord, I thank you for my sister. Thank you, Father, for the goodness of God in her heart. Lord, I praise you. I thank you. I just keep focusing on the milk. that you're feeding the baby. And I just have the sense that you have a gift for the milk of the word, the milk of the spirit. And you have a gift for the spiritual babies. And that the Lord loves that about you, that you're not, you know, some people, babies drive them nuts. You know, the and diapers and all the challenges, but that's not who you are. Spiritually, the babies are coming. And so get ready for more need for your gifts. And you'll know your boundaries. That's not the problem. You'll know your boundaries. But just get ready for that part to become more a part. And ask the Lord regularly, is this one mine? So that you know when not to engage with the baby. And when, yeah, this is one of my babies. It's time for me to be the foster mom and step in. So I think that's all I'm supposed to say, because I don't want to go down other paths right now. Lord, I just bless. Yeah, I will say a natural thing to you, sir. You have encouraged me so much seeing you on the worship team. Just love the fact that you are there. And that intergenerational nature of what it represents. Because your presence is a part of a very important message to the body of Christ. That God is using and valuing the young, the older, and everything in between. And so many places that gets lost. And it either is an older church or a younger church, not a inclusive church. And so don't let that go unless God tells you to. Because there, in other words, don't let an argument start in your mind. I should really let that be for somebody else. Don't go that way. Listen to the Holy Spirit and you'll know your times and seasons. And I feel like I'm talking on about other things besides this. You will know your times and seasons. You will know your times and seasons. Don't let go of things prematurely. You will know your times and seasons. And God will be very faithful to lead and guide in many areas as you walk in those seasons. And for my sister, I just, even as I'm talking about seasons, I feel like that there is like this capacity to carry understanding in your heart, and that you are someone who will help others understand times and seasons. And the scripture talks about, I think it's the sons of Issachar who were unique in that they understood the times and seasons. And you're going to have that same kind of capacity to help others recognize certain things. And that's going to be part of what you contribute with your life in God in this season, is to bring perspective. So that, and you'll find that as a result, you are sometimes around people who are struggling with a bit of a complaining spirit. And you'll diffuse that in a way that doesn't get mad at them in strong correction. It just gives them that missing piece of thoughtfulness that allowed them to fall into wrong thinking. You'll give that bit of perspective and get them back on the right track in their attitude. So I just bless you in Jesus' name. Did I pray for you last night? Yeah. I didn't think so. But Lord, I just thank you for my sister. Thank you, God. I just bless her. As soon as I started to pray for you, I saw an ice skating rink. And I was like, okay, Lord, what's that all about? But the thing about ice skating and a good, like an Olympic quality ice skater is they flow. They are fluid and they can move. And it's not choppy like someone who tries to drive a stick shift but doesn't know how to change the gears. You know, you're learning to flow. You know, it's been growing in you, but it's still very much in the Lord's heart, because there's more change coming. There's more adaptation that is going to be needed for you in this coming season. And so the Lord's just highlighting flow. You know, I've had repeatedly dreams of my wife doing these incredibly flexible things. You know, she'd bent over backwards, she's doing a split, her legs overhead, and I kept going, what is that? And the Lord was just saying, I've made your wife very flexible. I thought, oh, that's simple. Well, he's teaching you how to be flexible, because it's going to, and it's going to do two things. It's going to protect you from kind of either disappointment or offense, because change happens that affects you, but it's also going to position you to seize opportunities that others might miss simply because they weren't flexible enough to get their heart engaged while the opportunity still existed. Because God doesn't want you to be passed by. He wants you to be a part of things. So keep saying yes. Keep your eyes open, and you'll see those places where you, your gift set, your part, your personality is a needed piece. And it's just going to be a fun skate, you know. Yeah. And even as I tried to turn away, I just saw the skating rink again, and the thing that stood out was how skaters, a good skater like the performers, they use the whole ice. They don't just stay in one little part of the rink. They go, and I felt like that was the Lord for you as well, that there are many areas of the rink for you to be a part of, not just one little zone on the ice. Yeah, so I just bless you in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for my brother. Thank you for his heart, for his spirit. Thank you that you love him so much. Lord, thank you that there is more for him. Yeah, yeah. And just that theme is really just resonating with me. There's more for you. More than you've allowed yourself to even think. Because, yeah. You think this much, and God thinks this much. And it's almost like I keep being drawn to that. I know last time I was here, I prophesied about somebody who was near the Narnia closet here, you know, the wardrobe. Well, even as I'm seeing for you, it's as if your experience with God is not explored what's inside the box yet. You know, that you've tasted the outside parts more than the inside parts. And the Lord just really wants you to open the doors of prayer and the things of God in the encountering him in God and go in and search it out more. And it's gonna be like, if you'll do that, you'll see that what has been like this, just steady, will become like this. And become an increase that'll really kind of bring you some satisfaction and actually will result in some enthusiasm being added, where you have greater energy because, wow, things are changing. I'm moving in a way that it's just been consistent. So does that kind of make sense, what if the picture? So I just know you're being invited into the explore. Search it out unto increase and growth. So I just bless you in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you, God. Did I already pray for her? Did I pray for her early? I can't, the kid's moving around. I'm like, oh. So Lord, I just bless this young one. Yeah. Lord, I thank you. Just even as I was looking over her, I just saw the words Dora the Explorer. And I just feel like there's going to be some of that, those attributes over her life, where you're going to find that, you know, they said curiosity kills the cat, you know, that sentence. Well, it's not going to kill the cats, but it is going to get the clothes dirty. She's not going to keep in the boundaries of that little princess in the pink dress kind of personality. You're going to see that she's out there with the boys a lot of times, getting dirty, and, you know, they're going to have this adventure, and I want to, you know, be the rock climber personality, and realize that God's calling it out from her youth, so that you realize this is really who she was made to be. It's not an accident that there's so many boys in her life, you know, And it's just going to be a really cool journey for her. You're gonna smile a lot of times and go, God, you're so cool. It's who she proves to be. You got a real treasure there. And so, I mean, obviously we could say that about every child, that there's a real treasure there. But you're going to see some very special things there. So we just thank you, God. Lord, we just bless little baby. Yeah. Lord, we just ask for lots of dreams and visions. Yeah, lots of dreams and visions. Lots and lots. We just thank you, Father. We ask, Lord, for the, just don't be at all surprised and really judge this. Just put it on the shelf, and if and when it starts happening, remember. But don't make it happen. I just keep seeing songs being written. And I just would not be at all surprised if there's a lot of dreams and visions, especially dreams, and that this is musical element that ends up leading to songwriting. So, just bless you in Jesus' name. Yeah. I prayed for you last night, right? Or did I? No? Forgive me. I know I talked to you this morning. So, Lord, I bless my sister. I thank you, Father, for the season that she's in. Thank you, Father God. Even as I'm prophesying over you, I'm seeing kind of superimposed over you, Wonder Woman. And I'm like, I just get the sense that you're just going to do things that are bold. You know, she stepped out of what was expected of her into something greater. Others tried to protect her from the real her, in a sense. Tried to, just stay here in this little world. But she felt compelled by the needs to step into a bigger world. And that's who God's making you to be. And I'm not saying it's going to happen like that. Realize I'm talking about a process of time. But you're going to see that you fight battles that other people think you should stay out of. But that's going to be your gift. Because you are made to fight. You have a sharp mind. You have a strong character. And you have a heart that cares deeply about people and things. And the more you care for your own family in these coming years, the more love is going to just be the center of it. And it's going to make you even more ferocious of a protector. And you'll just be like the word advocate will be over your life. And I don't know exactly how these things will be expressed, but just follow your heart. You don't have to make them happen. Just follow the leadership of the Spirit by what moves in your heart. Because what called Wonder Woman out was need. She recognized there are enemies out there that I am made to fight. And that's what you're going to realize is there are specific causes that have your name on them. And that's when you will step into those. And you'll see that God surprises you. God, I never thought I'd be on this battlefield. But you will. And that word advocate will take on great meaning. And as you guys are together, right? Am I remembering right? Yeah. You will see that, you know, over the rainbow, you know, not tomorrow, that you guys are with some very high-level people, like very high-level people, as a voice for the kingdom of God. What I'm actually seeing is pictures of you in social events in very influential people's homes, and that in those settings, God builds you bridges of relationship that use you to influence, not control, influence, to bring up issues, to address things, to advocate for God and for righteousness and for justice. The word justice will be important to you. And would not at all be surprised if some of these people are like government level people. And it's almost, the picture I'm seeing is like being invited to their Christmas party. you know, where there's 50 couples in their home or whatever this, and you're there in these mixes, and God starts building bridges for you that lead somewhere. And realize, because even as I said that, I'm realizing why I think I'm saying it is, because you're going to feel like, that's not really our sphere. We don't really, I mean, I don't want to be there. That's not my thing at all. I don't like schmoozing with the, you know, those guys. But I think the emphasis is, it's a bridge that is going somewhere, and you will need those relationships in a future season. They will be tools for your God purposes in later seasons. So I just bless you guys in Jesus' name. So. What's that? So look. Well, I gave her a small word. I said, you're in trouble. Lord, I thank you for my sister. There is a teacher inside of you. This is just, it's just this large teaching anointing in you. And you're going to find that you become a messenger of hope. You become an equipper. You're going to inspire and equip. You'll function on both levels in different roles. And it's just going to be fun for others to watch you grow. Because they're going to look back even like a decade from now and say, do you remember when she was kind of weak and pathetic? Not, I don't mean, you know, you're not weak. When she was less than she is now, and they're going to acknowledge how much that gift has accelerated and the value. And I would not be at all surprised if that teaching gift in your case is not just for your local church. Would not be at all surprised that the season comes when it is in impacting the body of Christ regionally, or I don't know, maybe might even be in the context of through social media or internet, where you have some kind of seminar platform through technology that expands your sphere beyond the local church, because God's going to give you a voice and give you a message. And so I just bless you in Jesus' name. Lord, and I just bless my brother. And I just, as soon as I said that, I just heard the words, hold on tight. Yeah. Because your family is going to stretch you. Yeah. Every one of them, because they're so uniquely gifted. And they got you as a dad. You're going to create an umbrella of safety for the very best of them to shine. But it's going to put a demand on you. It's going to put... Oh, God, I need wisdom. I need grace. Not because they're problems, but because their desires and their zeal and gifting is going to take you farther than you feel prepared to go. And you're going to have to answer. Even your own theological questions are going to be stretched about roles and how this is supposed to look and work. God is going to give you real wisdom for the family you've been given. So I just bless you in Jesus' name. Lord. And we thank you for Pastor Sean and all the things he's going to do. You are a builder, a builder, a builder, a builder, and a lover, and a lover, and a lover, and a lover, and a worshiper, and many other hats. You're one of those multiple, you're like the hat jugglers in the circus that keep flipping the hats. And the Lord's, you know, delighting in that. And I really feel like I'm supposed to encourage you not to let somebody talk you out of that. Because the religious spirit would say you're trying to do too many things to be a pastor. And the point of it is you're not a pastor. You're a leader who pastors. And it's the redefinition of that that's, pastor is one of many things you do as a leader, which is your true calling. You have the gift of leadership and the gift of vision, and you're going to create and empower and mobilize, and you'll see that you need more of you. Your goal in this season is going to be to raise up like five Seans, five of you, so that there is like this, I won't call it a hierarchy, but an empowering of leaders who really go out and run but are connected deeply to community. And it's just going to be like a farm, you know, with many fields. And so I just bless you. I bless the training center that will arise here, because you ain't seen nothing yet when it comes to the training center. There's a residential facility going to come at some point. I don't know whether you'll build it on what you own or buy something and improve it, but there's housing for people who will come and abide and grow here. And I don't know all the uses of it, but I know I saw housing, and God's just going to do really good things in that department, and that'll be part of your community. But I just keep seeing more and more on this land, little zones, a zone and a zone and a zone. And the zones will be, each zone will represent a part of the message of this house. And from heaven, it'll look like a work of art, like a collage. It's all one picture, many segments. And so we just bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hi. Lord, I bless her. Lord, I thank you for my sister. I thank you for the spirit of grace. Thank you for the life of God. Thank you for a joyful heart, a cheerleader's heart, a thoughtful heart. You're a thoughtful person. Even as I started praying for you and closed my eyes, I started seeing like greeting cards. You know, the kind of person that just affirms and affirms and affirms. And you might do it with your words, might do it with greeting cards, but that's the person that you are, is the affirmer, the one that recognizes when somebody needs lifted up, and you have that word, that timely boost, and so you are like the good cup of coffee for the tired soul. It's kind of the personality gift that you bring. And the Lord just loves it, because in many ways it's like a nurse. You have a gift like a nurse would have to heal and comfort. And my son, I'll reference his something with him as a point about you, is he had thought about being a doctor, like a pediatrician, and then he got cancer and he became a patient in a hospital, and his whole vision changed because he saw that the doctor hardly spends any time with the patient. It's the nurse that spends all the time with the patient. So now he wants to be a nurse. And you spend time with the patient. And that's the gift that God's given you. And I say it because there's more patients waiting for you. And so just ask the Lord who your patients are. And then just through listening, you'll know how to care. Yeah, so just bless you in Jesus' name. Lord, I bless my sister right now. I just, as soon as I turned to you, I just saw a baseball player. I saw Babe Ruth. And I just, you're up. Yeah. You're up. It's your turn at bat. And you're going to call your shot. That's the spirit of prophecy. It's time to point where it's going and call the shot. And then you're going to hit a home run. I'll just stop there. All right.
Guys, let's come on. Give it up.